developing in order to build smooth operating machines between the space. And so we're still learning. And our journey with the Airflow community has been really interesting. So this is just a refresher of the threat model. I'm not going to spend too much time on this today. We'll spend days like that. If you have been living under a rock, this is a quick refresher that basically every 18 months there is an absolutely spectacularly major supply chain attack. And every day there are all kinds of other attacks happening. So this is hard, right? We're still figuring it out. From the work that we did, one of the things that came out of this is that as a consumer of open source, which means everybody who is building something in open source, unless it's the bottom of the stack library, right? You have a responsibility and a need to look upstream and to make one of these choices. There's a different version of the last F. You have a choice. Either you're going to get involved and engaged in fixing the things, the problems upstream. You're going to fork it and copy the bits that you need and reduce the surface area of your risk. Or you're going to stop using something. There is a fourth F, and that's about funding. That's what my project does. I can tell you from 3 years of experience and spending close to $10 million, this is much harder than it looks. In particular, in those smaller projects, it is all but impossible to just turn money into security. They're already working nights and weekends. You can't buy more nights and weekends of their time. You can't turn them into security experts. You can't hire another person in that org. It doesn't work that way. And so there are real challenges to doing so. So Alpha Omega has a mission. Our goal is to go off and protect society by fixing this problem. Right? Is that we see it as a very long-standing mission. We are not funded to do all the security work or to fund all security work. So the word catalyze is critical to how we do things. We do so by investing across four separate types of investment categories. The first, turns out if you make it someone's job to worry about security, things get done. And in particular, in the Python Software Foundation, in Rust, in Eclipse, Ruby, I'm forgetting many, we've been able to hire the first security engineer in residence in those organizations. We pay for those roles. They hire them. They manage them. They set their goals and targets. We just say, have somebody whose job it is to care about this. And the impact has been astounding. The surprise impact is when we bring them into a room and have them talk to each other, even more great things happen. The second category is around package repositories. These are among the most leveraged points of influence over the SDLC, software development lifecycle, everywhere. Every developer, when faced with the problem of getting tab A into slot B and Googles the problem, finds an out-of-date Stack Overflow article that says, do not use this, and the fourth comment on the bottom says, npm install foo worked for me, and they're going to do it. And unless you have checks, policies, and gates in place, you're going to end up with foo and its entire transitive dependency graph till the end of time in your project. Category C is about audits. And I can't say this often enough. When we invest by putting an audit into a project and helping them audit their processes, their culture, their tooling, their code, we learn an awful lot about that organization's readiness to actually become focused on security. And so we tend to start with that because how they respond tells us a lot about whether they're ready to do more or not. And then finally, deeply acknowledging this is a new space and none of us know what the hell we're doing, we keep trying things and seeing how we can screw things up horribly and where it goes. Right? Making mistakes, trying new things is a key part of what we do. This is just some numbers. I'll skip over it. We spend a lot of money. This particular journey, I think, is worth wasting a little bit of time on because of how awesome it is. Is this supposed to move in some way?
Yes.
To click? Right. So that engineer at Python I talked about, Seth Larson, was hired by the Python Software Foundation. He was a longstanding member of the community, had an interest in security. We were able to fund his role. And he did amazing work and continues to do amazing work and is really a leader across all these organizations. Right? I single him out because I know him and I talk about him. Right? But he and I did a talk at PyCon. And because of that talk, Yarek came up after the talk. He says, this was a great talk. I want you to do the same talk at the Apache Airflow conference,
Summit.
And I'm like, I'm not doing the same talk again. We got to do something new. What are we going to do? And he's like, have I got an idea for you? And we had been doing things with Munawar already around scaled approach towards vulnerability discovery. And we did it by scanning things. And then the team came back and said, look, we scanned this many thousand things. We found this many percentage of vulnerabilities. We fixed this many. That many were accepted. And it was like rowing a boat out to the Pacific garbage patch, coming back with a pile of plastic. Yes, the garbage patch is smaller. I can't do anything useful with that information. And so we've been switching to this mindset of like, can we find a section of the beach that is well-defined? And I ask, Yorick, do you have a section of the beaches? I have the exact list. I have 719, that number is etched in my brain these days, dependencies, and I know the exact list, and I have these tools. I'm like, whew, we're going to do something together. And so that is what happened. And so Yorick is now going to do all the interesting stuff. I just talked about the setup, but it is very interesting about how we got here. It's about people. It is always about people. And change happens when you find the right people and do things together.
And now you get the microphone.
Okay. Thank you.
Give me this.
I'm going to have the clicker. Yeah, so that's the beach that we are going to clean together, and we are already doing that.
Okay. So yes, let's talk about airflow security. Because that's where it all started. So Airflow is already very, very active in its security, and there are some people here who can confirm that, because for example, I work with Arno, who is our Apache Software Foundation security response engineer, and we've built the security team together, and we work on it, and it's actually super active and works very well. But Airflow itself is a very active and big project. So we have like 150 active pull requests in a week, which were touched, or 76 active issues which were opened. We have 102 commits merged every week, or 124 commits merged on all branches within a random week. We have a lot of people working on it. We have a very big number of users. For these 14,000 is just the GitHub, but we had a lot of pretty much everyone who is processing data uses Airflow. Airflow is an data orchestrator, in case you didn't know. We have 3,200 almost contributors. That's the stat from today. I always update this slide before talking, because it keeps on going and very, very, very fast. And something happened, and this is the active Airflow insecurity. If you look at the history of Airflow, here is like a timeline, and you can see like those are commits and versions of Airflow. But at the top, those are the vulnerabilities that were discovered in Airflow, and you would see that at some point of time they start, of course the vulnerabilities were going down, because this is the how many open vulnerabilities in the history were. But at some point of time they started to go down faster, because we had invested in our security ourselves, in the security of Airflow as a project. So what we've done, we have a dedicated security team. I'll go very quickly, because this was just the base. We have created and documented the whole detailed process how we are dealing with the security. We introduced the security model describing our researchers and users how the security works in Airflow. We prepared canned responses to issues, because of course we are flooded with a number of issues. That's another story that we've heard recently, generated by different